Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, which is ageofthecustomer.com. John Harrison is our guest. John's the author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's a certified financial planner. He works with people all the time to help them with their financial planning, their business. You incorporate the business planning and financial planning together, don't you, John?
Yes, because for business owners and entrepreneurs, you can't really separate the two. The business is pretty much us. It's who we are.
We, our businesses, weave a very fine seam between us and it, don't they?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell when you're crossing back and forth. So good for you for taking on that holistic role, John. I'm proud of you for that. We're talking about how to make sure that when we consume information, especially financial information, so even geopolitics, right, John?
Yes.
When we consume, when we see information that's sort of macro, that's not something that we think is affecting our pocketbook right now. We can't even see how it would ever affect our pocketbook. Don't we need to slow down a little bit and try to become a little bit more deliberate, a little bit more disciplined consumers of that information?
We really do, and one of the incentives to do that is if we will tell ourselves until we convince ourselves that every headline has a silver lining in it, and our job is to find out what that silver lining is, and that's true if we are thinking as investors or if we're thinking as business owners, and again, they're often not really very separate things. An example of that from the geopolitical world, I'm thinking of a company called Smith & Wesson, which probably everyone has heard of, America's oldest firearms manufacturer.
Right.
Back in the days when Bill Clinton was president, everybody was suing gun manufacturers because of the criminal misuse of guns. They were trying to hold the manufacturers responsible.
Mm-hmm.
And Smith, which had been purchased by an English company, agreed to settle with the Clinton administration and make all sorts of changes to their products and their marketing in order to exempt themselves from these lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And that made the news, and most people saw the headline and thought nothing of it. But if you know anything about the culture of people who care very much about Second Amendment issues and things of that nature, those people were upset at the backing up that this English company was doing to this venerable American company, and they punished it in the market. They sold their products. It was flooded with used Smith & Wesson handguns. They dumped the stock, and eventually the English company sold Smith & Wesson. Now, that's going to be a tiny headline somewhere that this English company sells Smith & Wesson to an American firm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people who were studying it said, hey, the money is going to flow back to Smith & Wesson now that it's in American hands and this new company is not going to go down that road. And sure enough, their stock went from about $4 a share where it had been languishing to over $26 a share in a single year. And that's like six times your money.
That's right.
And so some people saw that coming and some people didn't, but the point was that in what started out as a purely political story about how the administration is dealing with a particular kind of company, someone realized in every headline there's a silver lining, there's an implication about where money's going to flow.
Right.
And if I can get out in front of that, I can make the information not just interesting or entertaining, but actually useful and profitable to me.
But it goes both ways, folks, and this is where the homework comes in. For example, here's another story. Before the Smith & Wesson story, during the Bush 41 days, the Congress passed, and I guess Bush signed, a luxury tax.
Yes.
That basically put the U.S. yacht building industry out of business.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Chris Craft, one of the great, as you say, venerable companies of America, went bankrupt.
Yes.
So if you put your, so maybe if you'd invested in Chris Craft thinking that they were going to ride this out and turn around six times your money, if you'd done that in 1991, you might have been a little reticent to do the Smith & Wesson thing 10 years later.
Right. Although,
but my point is there's homework, there's perspective mm-hmm. to be had in both of those stories that would have mm-hmm. would have helped you understand what to do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there is, just to sort of loop back to the John Paulson that we mentioned in the earlier segment, he not only knew what the implication was of all those subprime mortgages thing, he took the next step and basically went short on those mm-hmm. mortgage bonds, betting that they would decline in value, and they certainly did. And he cleared about $20 billion.
Well, but also on the, out here on Main Street, mm-hmm. we could have said if we were tracking this. And folks, I don't think Mr. Paulson is any smarter than you are.
Right.
He just pays attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my opinion. What do you think, John? And so what I was going to say is out here on Main Street, you could have said, okay, that could ripple through the economy. I'm going to be prepared to pick up some of these homes if they start going bankrupt, if they start going into foreclosure. You could start, and I know people who did that, John, who
Absolutely.
Started building a fund, so to speak. These are regular people. They started building their own little fund, their own little line of credit or whatever, so they could start picking up homes. But here's the rest of the story. If you were in the home improvement business, you were going to have a tough time.
Yes.
So you need to be girding your loins, right?
That's right, to bulk up on some cash and prepare for what is apparently coming.
So the headlines mean something, but
they
might
really
not
do.
Mean what you think they mean, and it's not just there for entertainment. Now, here's another thing about the headlines, John. The headlines are written by people who don't know as much about the story as you do.
Yes.
So read the story. John, I need a website, please.
AspireFA.com.
Check it out. Quick break, right back with John Harrison. I'm Jim Bryson. Game, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.